It's the Veggie record. I should have got Morrissey in there as well. Maybe you could still get Morrissey and just put him in between each track going, yeah, I thought that one was quite good. And then, no, I didn't like that one. That was a bit morbid.
Longtime Travis frontman and more recent vegetarian, Fran Healy, didn't manage to get Morrissey on his solo debut, Recorder, but he did manage to get some other prominent non-carnivores on board. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Travis hasn't split up or even gone on hiatus, but after 14 years fronting the Scottish indie rock band, Fran Healy found himself at home after the band's last tour, unable to stop writing new songs. So Fran decided to go into the studio solo. Well, sort of. His album, Recorder, doesn't have Travis backing him up, but he did get a little help from some of his friends. Nico Case, Noah and the Whale's Tom Hobden, and even Sir Paul McCartney on bass. During a recent studio visit from Fran Healy, Claudia Marshall found out how he and the former Beatle got to be on a first-name basis.
Paul plays bass on it.
Paul, you and Paul.
First-name basis,
yeah,
with
Paul.
The Beatle.
Puh.
Just puh for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's what I call a good day at the office when Paul McCartney drops by to play on your record.
He's a great guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he's one of the coolest. He's a Beatle for a start, and then he's a very, very decent man. You know, he's not pretentious in any way. He loves art and he loves life, and and I got him to play my record. Which is great. I sent him an email in his office, an email saying, hey, could you ask Paul, here's this track, and attached a track to it, a demo of the song as it comes. Paul, this thing, and he got back and said, yeah, I'd love to do it. He loved the track. It's a good song. It's one of my favourites.
And what I have read is that you had a very nice way of thanking him for appearing on your record. Is this true?
Yeah, well, I didn't know what to get him or to say thanks.
I know. What do you do? Send a box of chocolates?
Yeah.
What's the protocol there?
So I was sitting one night with Nora and Clay, and we were eating dinner, and I suddenly realised, I know. Because he's a big vegetarian person.
Very famously vegetarian.
Yeah, and I thought, wouldn't it be great if our family went veggie? And so that's what we did. We went veggie.
We used to look at each other, but now we look at the past. We used to go out for dinner and feed the ducks in the park. You say that I could be thinner. I say retract that remark, and I'm loving you each day. As it comes.
Obviously, the guys in Travis had something to say about this, pro or con.
Yeah, they were fine about it. They're
like, get out of here, you knucklehead.
Yeah, everyone wanted a break. Everyone wanted to spend time with their families. And I mean, I did as well, and I have for the past 6 months while making the record, just been hanging out. So, yeah, it's been a nice break. And it's so nice to be doing something different, because for 14 years we've been in Travis and we've been doing Travis things, so it's very refreshing to do something, even though it's me, however, it's still different. So it's great.
Did anybody freak out about it?
No. When you're in a band, you spend most of the time with one another. You're with each other like 80% of the time, and when you're off the road, you're like, bye.
All I have is buttercups. What is wrong with buttercups? Who knows?
Fran Healy with Buttercups, live from the FUV studios. His solo debut is Recorder. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. Hear the full session from this and other artists online anytime at WFUV.org.